Spoiler Sport Podcast, welcome back. Floyd Mayweather, Logan Paul, Jake Paul, whichever one of the fuckers he fighting. I'm totally confused. I don't know. I don't even understand who the hell he's fighting. Shit look dumb. If you you go in the shade room, it's going on up everywhere. If you type them in, and see, this is the reason, real quick, this is the reason why I feel like he shouldn't even fight, dude. You know what I'm saying? Because it don't make sense. I mean, I understand what he said about the 100 million, all that shit, but you gotta realize, like, bro, you are the epiphany of, you know what I'm saying, of shit. And all money ain't good money. You know what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure you can find some kind of way to make this shit a little bit more structured. And this is the reason why people didn't want him to fight. Like, look at this shit. Like, even if people saying, oh, it's staged and woo, that shit wasn't staged, but that man talking about taking that man's hat and all that kind of stuff. Floyd Mayweather ain't never been disrespected and played for years and years. Floyd Mayweather is the person that gets up under people's skin and all this kind of shit. And now it's like to me, that shit ain't look staged. That shit look real as shit, man. That shit look like Floyd was really curving. Like, you know what I'm saying? And they don't give a fuck because it's like the whole thing is a joke to them. You know what I'm saying? So like I said, man, I don't know. I feel like he shouldn't do this shit. Like, this nigga Floyd looking for this nigga, talking about I'm gonna kill you and all that kind of shit. And regardless of what, to like Sports Center and First Take and all that kind of shit, nigga, they gonna look at that shit like, damn, he really got up under the champ skin. And I don't think that's what you want. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that looking like he real life had Floyd looking like a wild nigga, like running around kirking and, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's, man, that shit corny, bro. I don't know if Floyd wanted to sign up for this type shit. You know what I'm saying? That shit just didn't look appealing at all. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we talking about Floyd Money Mayweather, like the greatest of all time with this shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, this fight will cause people to, talk a little more shit about Floyd Mayweather. They'll be able to say this and say that, you know what I'm saying, about him, like, as far as, like, man, he basically was, like, you playing with something that you dedicated your whole life to, like, you know what I'm saying, like, these dudes just some in-shape dudes that think this shit is cool. And I'm, like I said, I didn't even fucking know that it was two of them. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm literally looking on the jump trying to Google, like, who the fuck is he fighting? Is he fighting the nigga that snatched his hat, or is he fighting the dude, you know what I'm saying, like, snatching his hat? I think that nigga, that's touching, that snatching somebody's hat, that's touching a person. Like, that's putting your hands on somebody. Like, that would really, really make a, like, you think about when a nigga snatch your hat in regular life, like, that's regular shit. This is Floyd Mother Mayweather. Like, that hat might have been like $2,000. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, come on now. They get up on the stage, they talking. He talking about something. Oh, I'm gonna make, what did he say? I'm gonna make, what the fuck did he say? He was like, here go two fake fighters. And then they point back and they talking about something. The only thing fake up here is your hairline. Like, you know what I mean? Like this shit, Floyd, like, you're not even a fast enough talker to stand with this as far as these face-offs. He's probably gonna lose every face-off, and that's never what's gonna fuck around to happen is Floyd gonna end up really fucking hurting one of them niggas. You know what I'm saying? He gonna fuck around, really end up hurting one of them niggas, because one thing he not gonna do is go in there and get knocked out. But like I said, what these dudes could do is make his brand look a little tainted, like a little for a slight little bit, can make this joke kind of like comedy, because he's not gonna be funnier than the people, for real. Because You know, they young kids, they YouTubers, like, you know what I'm saying? You know, this is what they entertainers too, like, this is what they do. So, like, you know, in the media, you know, social media is with everything. Like, I'm looking in the comments and some people talking about, oh, Floyd sound like a pissed off substitute teacher. You see what I'm saying? So it show you, like, nigga, the internet undefeated. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers say something funny, niggas ain't gonna give a fuck about nothing. They gonna laugh, and whoever it is, whoever in this on. So it's a bad look for me, man. It's a bad look. Like, I I'm pretty sure that tomorrow morning when, you know, quote me on this, tomorrow morning when Skip and Shannon and First Take them, I'm pretty sure, of course, you know, this shit all over the shade room, so of course this is gonna go on, you know, the sports shows, trust and believe, the sports shows will be covering this shit. And like I said, bro, like, I guarantee you that none of them have good things to say about this. You know what I'm saying? Unless they feel the same way about, oh, I think this is staged. Unless they feel like that, then that's the only way possible that they will have anything positive to say. Because that right there, I love Floyd Mayweather to death, like he my family or something. You know what I'm saying? I've always been a Floyd fan since I was probably like, let's say when we was living with Chops, that was probably like, what, shit, that was like 06, 07 maybe, when he first fought Zab Judah. I think I fell in love with Floyd as a fighter, I want to say at the Zab Judah jump. Maybe a little bit before that, but the Zab Judah jump was when I was really like, you know, and that was, like I said, we watched that fight in Courage Hill. That, like I said, that was probably that had to be like 06, 05, 06. So, I mean, I'm a huge Floyd fan for over 15 years. Never been against Floyd ever. Never been one of the people that, oh, he might lose this one. Oh, I've been, when Floyd Mayweather would fight, even how good he is, I would be nervous. I would be nervous going into the fight. That's much of a fan. It wasn't really just a, oh, who can I put them? You know, we young, so you know, like, you know, that betting money shit is kind of new as far, you know, with all these the odds and all that bullshit. You learn that shit as you get older. When you young, you might bet a nigga $20 or $40 or some shit like that. But all this app shit and getting on apps and, you know, and oh, I got the, you know, first round, all that, you know, you don't know all that shit when you young. You just hoping and praying that Floyd win. You know what I'm saying? So, like I said, I'm not worried about no, you know, no fluke punches or any kind of thing. Put it like this: if a fluke punch or something like that happens and Floyd goes down, as a matter of fact, all the stuff that Floyd has done for the boxing community, you know, it really won't taint anything, but it kind of would. It kind of would. Like, as far as like on paper, it won't, but on paper it won't. He could use age and all that kind of stuff. On paper it won't, but in reality it'll be like Floyd will be a meme forever. You know what I'm saying? So now it's looking like they're trying to lock in two fights at one, like fight both of the damn brothers. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because the dude, the one that snatched his hat, is not even the one that he's actually fighting. You see what I'm saying? So I don't know. Like you said, this could be staged. You know, from what he was saying on $1 million worth of game, you know, and an entertainer, they're an entertainer. We can go out here, have fun, make over $100 million. You know, okay, cool. Mm-hmm. Got grandkids coming in, you know, hey, we need that. You know what I'm saying? We gotta make the family more, you know, more wealthy. But I wouldn't play with the throne. It's just like Jay-Z stepping to. It's like Jay-Z stepping in a ring on one of the little battle rappers, like, and then picking, not even a top battle rapper, but, like, picking, like, one of the, like, JC or somebody, you know what I'm saying? Somebody that got a little something, but it's still who it is. That's just the feeling that I get from it. Like, it's just like, you know, he not respected. So it's like, he may say 8 to 9 good bars, and you're like, oh, shit, it's going to sound a little better because he's saying them against the best, you know what I'm saying? And then just like with this boxing, it's like he may land a few combinations, a few, you know, big hook or something like that, and it's going to look even more crazy because it's going against the champ, you know what I'm saying? So, I don't know, man. Like I said, I hope, and the dude is 6'2". There's a clear 30-pound difference and like a good 3 or 4 inches in height difference. So it's like, the one he's fighting is huge. You know, the dude's basically gonna be almost 200 pounds that Floyd is fighting. So, you know, we'll see, man. You know, but, you know, that's my piece on it. I feel like it's like the whole time I was looking at that, I was disgusted. Like, every video, like, I'm like, and I don't agree that Floyd would, as cool as Floyd swag and mystique is, like, I don't feel like he would agree to look like that. Like, how, you know, that's why I don't think this shit is staged, you know what I mean? Like, so maybe in the next face off they'll have it where it's like, hey nigga, be more serious, don't put your hands on me, don't, you know what I'm saying, shit like that, putting your hands on Floyd Mayweather and running like that's, and then you got bro chasing you, and you know what I mean, like I don't know. That, like I said, you can watch and you can see, you know, like I said, it's all over the shade room. But that was, to me, that was disgusting. I didn't like it.